Diehard music fans of a certain age will remember Don Kirshner. The music publisher and producer helped to bring hundreds of hits to radio and television and died Monday of heart failure in Florida at the age of 76. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance.
Don Kirshner once told an interviewer, "I can't tell you how good my life story is, but the songs will make a great soundtrack."
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
You lost and loved me.
He really was one of the greatest publishers ever.
That's Cynthia Weil. She co-wrote You've Lost That Loving Feeling with her husband, Barry Mann. Don Kirshner signed them to his music publishing company when they were in their early 20s.
All of his writers were like a pack of crazy kids who all wanted to talk to him.
Kirshner's writers included Carole King, Neil Sedaka, Neil Diamond. And Cynthia Weil says they'd all camp out in front of his office in the Brill Building to get his attention.
And I remember once chasing after him and getting halfway into the men's room before we both realized where he was and where I was and that I didn't belong there.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
Singer Bobby Darin was Kirshner's ticket into the music industry. They met right after high school, and let's fast forward to 1959. Bobby Darin's on a famous show that reunited celebrities with people from their pasts. It's This Is Your Life, and they've hit the point when Darin turned 18.
You find a songwriting partner, and here he is now president of Nevins Kirshner Music Limited from New York City. You were best man at his wedding, Donnie Kirshner.
The singer and his producer reminisced with the host, Ralph Edwards, about their start trying to write songs.
Together. How many, Donnie?
Well, we wrote about 25, Ralph, and 10 of them were published. None of them were real big hits.
They were bombs.
From that humble beginning, Kirshner built a publishing and recording powerhouse so successful he sold it in 1961 to Columbia. He became president of one of its music divisions. There he laid the foundation of a legacy in prefab pop. It was Kirshner who helped assemble the Monkees, and later the Archies, an animated group on the kids' TV show that sold over 6 million copies of this.
Sugar.
Don Kirshner was visionary when it came to music on TV. That's not to say he was loose or charismatic hosting it.
Canada is stirring musically, and one of the forerunners of action from the North is the boogieing group The Guess Who.
The New Yorker's music editor, Ben Greenman, barely remembers Kirshner's two TV shows from the 1970s, In Concert and Rock Concert, when they were first broadcast. But, he says, go to YouTube and you'll thank Kirshner for some of the earliest TV appearances of a ton of great rock bands. Led Zeppelin, Sly and the Family Stone, The Police.
There's just no end to it. If you go back and look, it's a little museum of everything that was good.
Displaying high energy and excitement, here they are, New York's own, The Ramones.
Don Kirshner was part of a generation of older music executives who kept an ear glued to the ground and a heart spread wide when it came to the music that young people loved. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.